Well, I never. What's the phrase? You can't get the staff. Well, you can get the staff. You can get the staff because I've just met the staff. Very weird thing happened. I'm going to keep names out of this because of the behaviour of a few members of staff of the Apple Store, which have been above and beyond the call of duty, and they have quite blatantly, shall I say, meandered certain rules and regulations that's laid down by their all-seeing, all-powerful bosses, a company that they very much love to work for, but obviously don't want to feel constrained by certain regulations when they want to make a customer happy. A few days ago, before some very important work, I plugged a 3G dongle into my Apple Mac and it died a horrible death. Apparently it's very common with Huawei dongles. They have crappy drivers and it creates some kind of kernel panic on Apple Macs, and all hell breaks loose, which is exactly what happened. All hell broke loose and the Mac didn't come back out. Now, somebody, I think it might have been Nick Butler, I can't remember, says ultimately it will be the fault of the hard drive. New hard drives, not bench tested as much as they should be, thrown in the computers on batch. Thank you. God, who is it? I need to know what hard drive it is now. Toshiba. Either Toshiba or Hitachi. More likely Toshiba, because they're Tosh. And yes, so didn't recover at all from the kernel panic, hard drive failure. Took the machine in and it wasn't looking good. At that time, it was not looking good. The guy on the was like saying, well, it looks balked, let's just take it out and put another hard drive in. No, there is so much work I've got on there. A week I was away. Why didn't you back it up? I was away. I don't have a mobile backup. That is my fault. I will have from now on. I was out of the country. That entire week's work gone kaput. Same with some holiday snaps and some holiday video and stuff, which you really, really don't want to lose, do you? More than work, probably. So I haven't got time to redo the work. Very important job coming up very soon. So panicked. Had a bit of a go at the people in the store, to be honest. Incidentally, the guy that was helping me at the time went home that night, plugged a dongle into his girlfriend's Mac because they're waiting for broadband to be installed, and bang, it's gone. His Mac as well. So suddenly there is the added bonus of empathy. A completely non-connected guy was working in the Genius Bar today, and I will protect his identity because he's so awesome, he's likely to get in trouble. He basically fixed my Mac by just having the confidence to, you know, and I guess bending the rules a little bit by, I didn't have an appointment, I didn't have any of that, I just popped in, and he very quickly stuck it on the desk, opened up a window right down at the root level, had a play around, said that, you know, information seemed to be retrievable. He was taking it off bit by bit, and I, you know, bite by bite, absolutely incredibly slowly. So I don't care whether it's, you know, pixel by pixel, whatever, it's coming off, and it's being saved. This is my work. This is saving me so much time and stress and effort. And I don't know if he actually realizes how much I appreciate the fact that he's bending the rules. I think more people should bend the rules. So he said to me, if you want a Mac back that's working today, go and buy yourself a hard drive. One that you could, you know, he didn't tell me this, but I said one that I know that I could take back later should the need be, but I'm going to keep it as a portable backup drive. So I popped to PC World, bought a 500 gig hard drive, and dropped it round. And I've now left the Apple Store, albeit, you know, quite a few hours later. If I'd got up earlier, I would have had it back earlier, with a Mac pristine and working, with Snow Leopard installed, and I'm hoping that's not going to be a problem when I go home and plug my Time Machine drive in. I'm hoping all the data will come across as normal, even though I didn't have Snow Leopard, but I do own Snow Leopard installed prior. And a DVD with all the most important and vital files. I could have had everything if it wasn't for the fact I didn't have a portable hard drive with me, which I'm dropping back in tomorrow, and they will give me a clone of my existing drive. But to be honest, only really the desktop is different, because I always save stuff to the desktop if I haven't made a full backup, just so I do know what's different and what isn't. I'm well happy. The Apple Store, Milton Keynes, needs to be given some kind of geek award for really, really helping somebody out who, I guess all customers need help, but some customers like myself, when they whinge publicly, I guess it could be damaging. I'm not saying that if you are on Twitter or you're likely to blog about what's going on, you should be treated any differently to anybody else. This is the future. When you walk into a shop now and you are a part of a social network, you're not shopping on your own, you're shopping with all of your friends and all of your network. The same as if you go in and complain about something that's wrong. You're not complaining in a one-on-one conversation anymore, just like when you used to send a single email to somebody else. All conversations can potentially be public conversations, because you are saying afterwards in your networks, I went into this place today and they didn't help me. Well, today I'm saying I went into the Apple Store in Milton Keynes, and I'm saying it very publicly because I think the staff were fantastic. Maybe Apple can do something a bit more to ensure that their hard drives in brand new machines costing well in excess of £1,000 have been bench tested a little bit more. I'm looking forward to the new Samsung solid states. You can run over them in a tank. They've been thrown off four-story high buildings, and the data is still fully accessible. When is this going to happen? For a reasonable price. I won't waffle on anymore. I'm sitting here smiling, and just behind me is a Mac, which hopefully tonight will be back to its former glory. Lovely. Also, I can work, eh? Why am I so keen to get back to work, I wonder? Because I love it!